Welcome back, everyone, to the Change Series. I am, as always, your host, Babaji D. Johnson, your guide, really, on this journey of growth and transformation. And today, well, today we're stepping into the final part of this series. It's hard to believe we're here already, but I think we've been building to this important pivotal moment. Because today we're talking about something foundational, something that underpins every single step we've taken together these past weeks, the power of mindset. Mindset. It's one of those words we hear tossed around a lot, but let me assure you, it's not just a trendy concept or a passing buzzword. No, it's the very lens through which we see the world, engage with its opportunities, and persist through its challenges. Your mindset, in many ways, dictates your reality, whether you see failure as defeat or a stepping stone, whether you embrace challenges as a chance to grow or shy away from them out of fear. It really shapes how we move forward, or if we move forward at all. Essentially, it's the make or break factor when it comes to lasting transformation. When applied properly, it's the key to unlocking not just potential, but purpose. And so, before we dive into the types of mindsets and how they influence us, I want us to dwell for just a moment on this truth. We all carry beliefs, assumptions, ways of thinking that either push us towards success or hold us back. The beauty of this, though, is that those beliefs are not fixed, not rigid. Change is truly possible, and it starts always within the mind, the very seat of transformation. Now, let's break this down and look closely at what mindset actually is and what it isn't. At its most basic, mindset represents the collection of beliefs, attitudes, and assumptions that shape how we see the world, how we show up, and how we engage with everything around us. It's fascinating to realize how much these inner frameworks, what we carry in our minds, determine the outcomes we experience in life. And what's even more interesting is that there are, broadly speaking, two distinct categories of mindset, the fixed and the growth. These concepts were popularized by Dr. Carol Dweck, whose groundbreaking work in psychology identified mindset as one of the most influential factors in personal success or stagnation. Her research shines a light on why some people thrive and others struggle when the stakes are high or adversity arises. So let's start with the fixed mindset. What does that look like? Essentially, someone with a fixed mindset believes their abilities, intelligence, or talents are set in stone, that they are, born with certain traits or without them. A person operating from this mindset often avoids challenges, sometimes aggressively so, because failure feels like a threat. It's not just about making an error. It's about the fear that the error reflects their worth or their limits. So failure becomes something to avoid at all costs. And that same fear ends up coloring how they respond to effort. In the fixed mindset perspective, effort feels futile. You either have it or you don't, right? So why bother trying? And when others succeed, it can feel threatening. Almost like someone else's win diminishes their value somehow. It's a tough way to live, I imagine, because instead of growth being a possibility, life feels confined to proving over and over what you already believe about yourself. And this tension, this defensiveness, often builds walls where there could be bridges. But then, let's imagine someone with a growth mindset. This mindset is fundamentally different and freeing. The foundation of our growth mindset is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through perseverance, through continuous effort, and through learning. It's eager to ask, what's next? How can I improve? Where can I challenge myself? Those with a growth mindset actively seek out challenges because challenges represent opportunity. You know, they see failure not as an end, but as a step in the process of refinement and learning. Criticism even becomes a tool, not an attack. So where the fixed mindset hesitates, the growth mindset presses forward, moved by curiosity and resilience. One powerful example of this difference lies in reaction to criticism. Let's say someone gets feedback. In a fixed mindset, that criticism might sting. It's taken personally, like an injury to pride. But with a growth mindset, that same feedback becomes data. It's a gift, not always easy to hear, but a chance to explore what can be done better next time. Do you see the contrast? And let me add this, it's not an all or nothing situation. We might all find ourselves somewhere on the spectrum between fixed and growth at different times, in different areas. But recognizing this framework allows us to pause and ask, how am I approaching this moment? Is my belief holding me back or guiding me forward? Now, as we think about the reach of mindset, let's consider its role in facing challenges. Imagine for a moment a difficult situation. Maybe it's a project that feels insurmountable, or even a personal loss. What determines whether we persevere or retreat isn't just the weight of the situation, it's how we perceive it. With a growth mindset, challenges transform. They're no longer obstacles, but opportunities, ways to refine and reveal another facet of our character. This perspective fosters resilience. This ability to bounce back from setbacks, to adapt, to keep moving forward. And that resilience isn't about ignoring failure. No, it's about reframing it. Each setback becomes a teacher, reminding us that effort is worthwhile and that there's always room for growth. Without this mindset, though, adversity can feel overwhelming, almost definitive. It's the difference between seeing a wall and seeing a ladder. But mindset doesn't just affect how we deal with situations. It also shapes how we relate to people. You see, with a growth mindset, there's a certain openness that emerges. It allows us to celebrate others' successes, to collaborate, to learn together. Rather than feeling threatened by someone else's achievements, it kind of inspires. It's the idea that another's light doesn't dim my own, but rather it's a chance to illuminate the path for one another. Contrast that with a fixed mindset, where interactions can feel competitive, even isolating. It becomes this cycle of defending what you perceive about yourself instead of building connections. And in our relationships, whether they're personal or professional, those connections matter deeply because they're what support mutual growth, a shared sense of progress, and the kind of collaboration that leads to greater success together. Then there's the factor of motivation, this internal drive to achieve and grow. Now, intrinsic motivation, the kind that's self-sustaining, that comes from a place within, is deeply fueled by a growth mindset. When we believe our efforts have value, that improvement is possible, there's this natural pull to keep going, to try a little harder, to stay in it, even when the outcome isn't immediate. And the results, well, they speak for themselves. One story that comes to mind is of a school teacher who introduced the growth mindset to her students. Instead of praising fixed traits like intelligence, she'd commend effort, strategies, persistence. And what she found was fascinating. Her students began to take on more difficult tasks, show greater resilience after setbacks, and achieve more long term. It's that shift in belief, when effort is seen as the path to mastery rather than something wasted, that changes the entire narrative of success. So, whether we're talking about overcoming adversity, strengthening relationships, or even driving long-term achievement, mindset is the common thread. It's the quiet force shaping so much of what we do and what we choose not to do. And as we recognize its power, we also uncover its potential to be redirected, to be, well, cultivated. So here we are, the part where it gets deeply practical. Let's talk about the shift. Shifting from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset is not something that just happens overnight. It takes intention, self-awareness, and above all, patience. The first step, quite honestly, is to recognize when that fixed mindset voice sneaks in. You know, those moments when you catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, or maybe I'm just not good enough. Monitoring our self-talk in these moments is key. And once you've recognized those limiting beliefs, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Or could I approach this differently? It's in these small mental shifts that the transformation begins. Then there's reframing failure. This is huge. Failure, for so many of us, feels like an ending. But with a growth mindset, failure becomes feedback. It's data for learning, for refining. The question isn't why me, but what can I learn here? It's not easy, no. But over time, this habit of reframing failure rewires how we interpret setbacks, turning what feels like defeat into an opportunity to grow stronger. Another piece of this puzzle is embracing challenges. Instead of avoiding them out of fear, lean in. Challenges are pathways to skill building, to refining who we are. And here's a story that illustrates this beautifully. Within our very own 360-man program, there's a participant whose journey moved me deeply. This individual struggled for years with self-doubt, feeling like every misstep confirmed his limitations. But through carefully applying these mindset-shifting practices, he began to see things differently. He monitored his negative self-talk, reframed his fears, and took on challenges he would have never considered before. And the result? It wasn't overnight. It took persistence, but he found himself standing in places he never imagined, accomplishing things he once thought impossible. He became a mentor within the program, guiding others on their journeys of personal growth. That's the power of mindset. It changes not just what we achieve, but who we become in the process. Truly, truly remarkable. Lastly, practice self-compassion. Growth takes time, and it's easy to become frustrated when progress feels slow. But remember, growth isn't linear. There will be ups, downs, and plateaus. Celebrate the small wins. Acknowledge the effort you're putting in, because every step forward, no matter how small, is a step toward lasting transformation. And with that, my friends, we end this chapter and then conclude this series. The power of mindset isn't just a tool, it's a way of life. Change, after all, starts in the mind. Believe in your capacity to grow, to learn, and to transform. And you'll find that the world around you begins to shift too. Thank you for allowing me to walk this journey with you. Let's keep these lessons alive, shaping each day with purpose and courage. And on that note, we'll see you next time. Until then, stay transformed. Watch out for my next podcast.